Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hi, my name is Jeff Valsack, a writer at Valve Software, working on Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
So why bring out Counter-Strike Global Offensive now?
Well, Counter-Strike Global Offensive started because we were actually originally just going to do a port of Counter-Strike Source to XBLA, and internally started playing it a lot and realized, this is a lot of fun. We forget how much fun this translates over to the 360 now that we've gotten really good at this. So, we should make a bigger investment and make a full game and expand out what it is.
So what are the main game design changes that have been made this time around?
Well, one of the cool things with Counter-Strike is it's been around for so long that there's a lot of feedback we can get over what works, what doesn't work. So, we've taken a look at 1.6, we've taken a look at Counter-Strike Source, and kind of taken the best of both worlds and we think created the best version of Counter-Strike.
Can you tell us about the different modes that will be available in the new game?
Well, so we're going to have the classic bomb planning and hostage and rescue. And we're also going to have, again, looking back to the community, they had worked on gun game. And so we're going to incorporate gun game directly in what we call arsenal modes. And we have two of those modes. One's demolition, and that's about the bomb planning, about team-based gun game. And then we also have arms race, which is kind of the classic gun game where every kill you get a new gun. And then eventually you get to the knife round.
So how difficult has it been to bring what's fundamentally a PC game onto consoles as well?
We don't really ever look at games that way. As a company, as gamers ourselves, we play on too many different platforms just to think of a game being that anymore. I mean, I play Left 4 Dead on the consoles as much as I played on the PCs, and that's a shooter, so... I think we've just grown accustomed to that. And it's been fun watching people jump down here and say, oh man, I can't believe you don't have keyboard and mouse here. And then they play on the PS3 and they're like, oh yeah, it translates pretty well.
So it's had a good reaction from hardcore Counter-Strike fans then?
Yeah, actually, it was really funny. Is in PAX back in Seattle, we were showing it on the 360 and we had a pro gaming website come in really just dissing it that we had on the 360. And they sat down and they ran over everybody, right? And then they loved it.
Is there a mode for players that might be new to Counter-Strike but then don't want to get owned by the veteran players?
Well, actually, all of our modes, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. So we have the social mode, which you're seeing here. And that's about you get all the weapons. There's no friendly fire, all talks on. And it's a place to have fun with your friends. And you're talking about your girlfriends or what you're watching on TV while you're playing the game. But there's also then a skill-based mode, which is all about the skill-based matchmaking, so you have an ELO ranking. And so that'll make sure that you're always having a competitive game without getting owned by somebody who's been playing for 10 years and is tons better than you. They're going to be playing against different people than you will.
Beta keys here. How important is the beta in the development of a game?
It's really important to us because we're going to let that drive the release date because we're really looking to get the feedback from the community over the changes we've made because we brought over some stuff we learned that was good from CS Source and we brought over some stuff that was good from 1.6. So it's going to be interesting to see how the communities react. It's been already we've gotten some positive feedback from some of the pros where they're kind of telling the community it's not going to be either. It's going to be something new. Let's play it, let's give feedback, and let's go from there.
Valve have a reputation for hiring modders. Is modding a good way for someone to get noticed?
It's a really good way for someone to get noticed because it shows that you're able... Normally, mods have to work as a team, and that's important. And then they also have to be able to finish something, and that's really important. So those two things together are a really good way to demonstrate that you're ready to work in the industry.
And what other advice would you give to someone looking to work in the games industry?
Make sure you're doing something. Do whatever you're doing. Like... We weren't necessarily writing for games when Gabe tapped us, but to do whatever you do as well as you can and with an eye towards what your eventual goal is going to be.
Do you have anything else to add about CSGO?
I'd say just we're going to have the beta starting in October. Check it out. We think it's the best version of Counter-Strike there is. And help us make it the best version.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.